Thank you. Nasty sound there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody know what date it is today? May the what? 18th or 19th? We've got a bit of speculation there. The 19th. Well, there's a fucking coincidence. I'll be damned. I'll tell you about that later. I'd like to play this for the Hamburg Society.
Stop.
Thank you very much. I've probably said this before, but we'd like to play some old ones, some new ones. It's a blue ones. This is a blue one. We've just been over in Europe a few weeks before now. We started out there in January. And one of our trips took us through Poland. That's Poland. Poland! You know, look, where Leech Walesia comes from. He's the president. He used to rivet bolts into ships in the Gdansk shipyards, but now he's the president. And I think it might be going the same way here if you get this Perot in, you know. He knows the colour of greenbacks anyway. Anyway, whilst we were in Poland, we found ourselves in Katowice with a day off. What do you do on a day off in Katowice? You go to Auschwitz. Yeah, what better to do? Just to have a look round and remind us of what we should always avoid. And this has always been an anti-Semitic song in my mind. Your multilingual business friend packed the bags and fled, leaving only Asheville last trace and the lipstick on made bed. She found the sender, and the ceiling was too tall. Your trouser cuffs are dirty, and your shoes are laced up wrong. You'd better take off your homie, 'cause your love alone is too long. Halfway through that, I was sitting here singing, and I was thinking about bald women and men in striped pyjamas, and I suddenly realised that I said that it was an anti-Semitic song. Of course it wasn't an anti-Semitic song, it was a protest against anti-Semitism. That's what it was. Anti-Semitic. That's what happens when you have half a Budweiser before you go on stage. Lose your mind. What should we do now, boys? Okay, we'd like to do, as a gentleman says, something new. From our new album, in fact. Oh God, there's people upstairs, hello. Well, most of New York must be here then. All the thinking people are out tonight, we know that. Don't forget, the truth won't fade away. Will it, Mark?
Thank you.
see if we can sing. You ready? All we've got to sing is Fade Away, isn't it?
Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Thank you very much. Excuse me, I just have a drink of water. Sorry, I mean a drink of water. I'd like to do this little song. It's kind of a blues shuffle, I think. In G minor. Or as they say in Germany, so moll. Hope you enjoy it. It's called One More Time.
To see you, no need to explain. And
Thank you.
Dissipate. This can't.
can't remember that one. We'll have to do something different. Okay, Dad, stop that.
Dog in a manger.
The night surrounds me. I can't turn back the hands of time. Find a different sound here and do something. Pardon? I don't know what's going to happen with this one because we haven't actually played it before except we ran it up the flagpole at rehearsal. Oh dear, shouldn't have said that. I'll tell you what, Mark, why don't you start it off and then Dave come in. Thank you. bartender, oh, pour me a gin. Oh, I don't need no snow one. Why me right to the brand? Yeah, but ain't gonna ride in that whiskey train. Thank you. And Mark Brzezinski on the drums. Jeff Whitehorn on the guitar.
Thank you.
had a request actually sent out for the dressing room for this while we were in fact down here. And my granddaughter came down and gave it to me. Not that I've got any. I read the wrong book. But this is one actually we haven't played any for any of our departed friends or people that have gone insane. We'd like to play this for them. Good luck to them in heaven. Thank you. for 16 days. Mammoth Tots was said. Sack the town, rob the town, steal the alphabet. Close the door, bar the gate. Oh, Bless you, brothers. We must go.
Please welcome back Mr. Gary Brooker.
Thank you. We can't go into overtime, so we better get on. Okay, somebody says who's the band, so I'll introduce them. Over on the drums, please welcome Mark Brzezicki. He's a nice boy. On the bass, Dave Bronze. Thank you. Back on the organ, John Snow. Yeah! And on guitar from Gravesend, Jeff Whitehorn. And I'm Gary B. Sometimes I live in Bronxville and sometimes I live in the Caribbean. But most times I live in me head.
Thank you.
All our dreams are sold. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for having us back here. It's a pleasure to be here. And, we've run out of time a little bit now, apparently. So we're going to go. Bye. Actually, we're just going to play one more. And we had two choices of what we was going to play. And we were just having a bit of a fight back in the backstage there. So I think we've just got two choices in there, both slow ones. So we'll let you decide by a popular vote of shouting out for the two titles that I say. Okay? And then we'll play the one that seems to be the most popular. It's a nice democratic way of living. Okay, the first choice of these two songs is a ballad that we first made in 1967. In fact, one of the reasons I said to this date today was that in fact it came out an amazing 25 years ago today. Okay, and that one is called Lime Street Blues. Who wants? No, we're getting it seriously democratic here. Otherwise Bernie will say it's 11 o'clock and we've got to go. Okay, one of the songs is A Whiter Shade of Pale. And the other one was a song off of our first album, which we also enjoy playing very much. So we want to hear it for that, and that's called Repent, Walt Burgess. Thank you. Well, it wasn't a wind-up, honest. It was not a wind-up. But there's a man back there who apparently runs the place, and he said, love the band, go and do another one.
Thank you.
Love you a lot.